This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Well, yesterday morning, you know, I woke up, and I didn't wake up to the alarm. I actually woke up before the alarm because the stupid cat woke me up. And I'm looking at my husband, you know, next to me. And, you know, I just decided to watch my husband sleep. Okay? You know, he looks like a little baby sleeping. You know, he just comes in there. But he doesn't snore that loud, you know, and, you know, because I keep kicking him on his side. As long as I have him sleep on his side and I have his face buried in the pillow, you know, right before he asphyxiates, but just enough so he could still breathe throughout the night, I could sleep and not be woken up by his snores. And, you know, I mean, I'm watching him sleep, and, you know, I realize, you know, I you know, still love him. And you have to do that every now and then, because, like, okay, you know, do I still love my husband? Do I still, like, yeah, you know, I look at him, and I'm like, yeah, I still do. Okay, but then I immediately froze, and the hair on the back of my neck just shot up, going, oh, my God, what if my husband does the same thing to me? How do I look when I sleep? Okay, now I snore even louder. I'm like, that's like my, okay, that's me. I talk in my sleep. Oh, Michael Fassbender. Okay, yeah, so I talk in my sleep. All right. I flail my arms. I have some very vivid dreams. I'm always running and being chased in my dreams. So I'm running and I'm trying to grab at tree branches, and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I'm flailing around. And then you guys know what I wear to bed. I mean, what I wear to bed is basically my husband's, you know, I wear like t-shirt and his boxer briefs. So if he wakes up early and decides to watch me sleep, and I also have a mouth guard because I grind my teeth, and so then the mouth guard collects saliva, you know, and then that drips out on the pillow. So if he ever got up and looked at me sleeping, I'm a dead woman. I mean, I am completely gone. There is no way he'll keep me. Now, I remember one couple I had as patients said they sleep in separate beds. And I'm like, you know, how's the marriage? How is everything? They're like, no, the marriage is great. It's just, you know, my wife has to wake up really, really early. I snore a lot. So we're going to sleep in separate beds. And it's fine. We still have sex. We still whatever. But, you know, we sleep in separate beds. And, you know, I'm like, well, wait a second here. You know, I was always taught when I was younger by my parents and grandma, you know, because we had one set of relatives where they slept separately. So that was, and you know, I remember my mom saying, you know, their marriage wasn't very good because they, you know, they slept separately. They didn't, you know, want to be together. And so I remember, you know, I always thought, okay, well, separate bedrooms means something's wrong with the marriage. And then when I realized, wait a second here, that could actually be some pretty good strategy. Because I got to tell you, my teeth tray, you know, for my teeth grinding, okay, that's got to be, and that's also got to stink first thing in the morning, my guess too. So it's not like my husband, you know, kisses me anymore when we wake up. I'm obviously not the prettiest. I have no makeup on. My eyes are very, very puffy. I mean, I look really, really bad. You can't Photoshop that. And I'm wondering, if I ever start to feel like our marriage is in trouble, should I have my husband sleep in a different bed? And I'm doing that to save the marriage. Now, if I brought that up to my husband saying, you sleep in another bed, he'd be like, what? Why? What's wrong? Why? Are you inviting somebody else into the bed? No. See, so he won't get it. So I think what I have to do, I think I need to be honest with him. I think I need to say, look, you know, I watch you sleep, and I'm still in love with you. You know, when you watch me sleep, oh, yeah, I love you, baby. No, you don't listen, okay? Just, you know, and I can't do that because then he'll like, start to concentrate on what I look like, you know, first thing in the morning. So what I want to tell him to do is say, well, I think maybe what I'll do is, well, no, you know, his mother passed. So usually if I ever wanted my husband to do something, I would just call his mother. I could Facebook. I really don't know. But I do not want him to look at me first thing in the morning. Basically what I've been doing this whole time is I've been just waking up before him. I will wake up before him so he never sees me first thing in the morning. And then I'll come over to his side of the bed after my bra's on, after I have makeup on, my teeth are brushed, a whole bunch of lipstick on there. You know, I got a whole bunch of mascara on, and I go, hi, baby, I just woke up. A lot of perfume, deodorant on, upper lip waxed, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, hi, baby, this is how I look in the morning. Well, that's really what you do. I mean, you know, when we were dating years ago, I mean, when, you know, you got up, I would put makeup on, brush my teeth, and then I would get back into bed. And then, you know, he'd be waking up. This is when we were engaged, okay? Because I tried to be as good as possible. And so then, you know, he would kind of roll over, and here I was, you know, smell of perfume, makeup on, lipstick. I'm like, oh, hi, I just woke up. How are you? He's like, oh, you're beautiful. Yeah, I know. That's because I spent 30 minutes trying to get dressed and get ready in the morning. So, before you woke up, then you climbed back to bed. You know, he's like, why are your nylons on and you have high heels on? Oh, okay, I forgot that I was supposed to still stay in my pajamas when I got all dressed. So I don't know, it's a technique. So for those of you guys who are in a marriage where you're not sharing the same bed, I don't think that means your marriage is falling apart. I think it just means somebody realizes that they look like absolute crap first thing in the morning, and they want to, you know, look good. And in fact, that's a sign of love, because that means they're trying to hold on to you with deceit. And somebody going as far to be deceitful, okay, to try to keep you married to them, must love you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. In fact, very interesting. There's an article here saying there are areas in the country where there's more men, and that's where there's higher marriage rates. You know how you have less and less people getting married these days? Apparently counties with more men have higher marriage rates. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how many teens are not vaping for nicotine highs. They're vaping because they want the flavors. The strawberry chocolate cake. Oh, there's a chocolate cake vape? There's a chocolate cake vape. All right. Well, yeah. Wow. Okay. Then, you know, I mean, who's to criticize? Texas women are dying from pregnancy-related causes at an alarming rate. What is going on there? And the tropical storm, what's the tropical storm doing? How will it affect Zika? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolia Show. So this is very interesting. Apparently, we have a number of states who are considering marijuana legalization. All right? And, you know, many opponents are out there, you know, and we've heard their case. And I remember a while back, well, of course I remember because it was my show, I said, you know, I'm wondering how many people that are proponents of, you know, marijuana use and sales are actually liking it when the government gets involved. You know, because now, you know, they lose their share of the market. You have prices going up. You have taxing. And, you know, I was wondering, I go, people that are quote-unquote pro-pot, how many of them actually like the government getting involved? Okay? Like I said, a lot of times when you make progress, you actually could be put three steps behind. Well, this is interesting. We're being told that we have actual pro-marijuana proponents against the legalization of marijuana. Now, let's go to Fox News. They talk about how we have five states right now considering legalization this November. You got Arizona, California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada. Now, they already allow the medical use of pot, but this would be legalizing pot completely. And the biggest battlefield right now is in California. Voters are going to consider Proposition 64, which is funded by Napster founder Sean Parker. Steve Kubi, an original proponent of the 1996 ballot measure that legalized medical marijuana, he says, I am on the record totally opposing this law. California Proposition 64. That does not legalize marijuana. Proposition 64 would technically legalize pot, but it would impose a 15% tax on marijuana sales and empower a new bureau to enforce the regulations and issue licenses. The measure creates what supporters call a seed-to-sale system of tracking and regulating marijuana. Kubi, who had backed an alternate legalization measure that never made it to the ballot, complained the Proposition 64 proposal creates tougher punishments for people who have more than an ounce. California's marijuana industry, I guess, is centered in Humboldt County. It's a redwood forested coastal region 200 miles north of San Francisco. Oh, that's got to be gorgeous. Yet a July 12 report in the Humboldt Independent found deep divisions within the California Growers Association, a cannabis as growers trade group, I guess, over the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. This was a poll, and the members were split evenly over Proposition 64. Some growers told the newspaper that they fear the initiative would allow big marijuana companies to dominate the entire supply chain. The group reportedly had threatened to oppose the proposition until drafters included temporary limits on cultivation size. You see, once government gets involved and rules and then, you know, business and taxes, and once everybody says, because I mean, you're going to make money. The one thing that is going to prevent us from falling into a deeper depression as we go more robotic and we have baby boomers moving out of their houses and we have a housing glut and we have commercial real estate glutted as well, because there's so many other means to shop as opposed to, you know, actually getting out of your house and going to a store. One thing that may combat the financial losses states have will be the legalization of marijuana. There's a lot of money to be made with this. Now, Dale Geringer and his group, California Normal, N-O-R-M-L, backs the initiative, but we have reservations, he says. Medical patients are right to be concerned, he said, because it raises taxes on medical dispensary purchases and gives local governments a right to ban them. And, however, it says, they say it does reduce felonies. Diane Goldstein, executive board member of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, touted the proposal, says this initiative is the best chance California has to end a failed war on marijuana, resulting in the criminalization of almost 500,000 people in the last decade. So, a Massachusetts measure is going to give existing medical dispensaries preferential licensing treatment. So a number of existing companies have, they've actively supported the measure. Yeah, so, you know, when you have somebody that already is benefiting and they're already there and positioned and doing well, why would they want change? Why would they want competition? So it's very interesting that you're going to either secretly or very vocally see people who are quote-unquote pro-pot and already involved in legalization and medical marijuana not be happy about the ballot measures. So that's very, very interesting. Safe Cannabis Massachusetts, I guess, exists. And Dan Delaney is a Boston lobbyist who has helped medical marijuana clinics seek licenses. He's chairman of Safe Cannabis Massachusetts. He opposes the measure. He says he is particularly opposed to language that limits the ability of local governments to regulate it, and said many of the state's hardcore pro-marijuana activists have joined anti-marijuana activists to oppose the measure. Why? Because it was crafted by industry folks. So, the alcohol industry, one alcohol trade group is funding opposition to recreational marijuana initiative. Because more people go to alcohol, more people go to marijuana, less alcohol. The Nevada proposal gives alcohol distributors first crack at the distribution licenses. So the latest poll, see, isn't that interesting how it has to work with politics? Where if we want to keep people happy, what you have to do, I guess, this is the art of politics. What you have to do is before you craft the law, you need to figure out who's going to be opposed to it. And then you need to get them on board before it goes out there. And how do you get them on board? Well, you make sure you appease what they want. So if you go, okay, well, wait a second here, because we're going to be doing a law, and we're going to be doing this, and you know, no. Well, so how will this affect you? Well, that stinks. It'll affect us because it's going to do this. Well, then what if we do this? And then you get first crack, and you get, oh, okay, well, you know what, that would be, okay, then maybe. It's just so crazy to me how I don't know how you work in a system like that. That's, I don't know how anything gets done. So right now, the latest polls show legalization ahead in California, split in Massachusetts and Nevada. It's behind in Arizona, but it was ahead in Maine in May. So, you know, I've talked to you guys. I mean, for me, I want marijuana legalized, but only after we logistically have everything in place. Okay? We have ways to figure out if somebody was driving under the influence. We know what to do with employers or hospital staff or, people in construction or first responders. You know, we know how to address issues where they have protection under the ADA to be able to smoke their marijuana, right? Because it's supposed to be an accommodation with work, but the doctor doesn't get sued if the nurse injects the wrong medicine because she's not of completely sound mind. I mean, you know, do we have all these logistics in place? Okay, do we know how we're going to avoid kids from getting access to this? Okay, and how are we going to be addressing the lack of enthusiasm and the lack of motivation as we have more and more generations decide to smoke? And I got to tell you, I probably have gotten so many people tell me who are on Xanax, who are on Ambien, who are on these medications to help them sleep and relax and et cetera. I've heard so many people say they cannot wait because they'll get off a lot of their prescription medications because they'll have access to marijuana. Well, that's fine and dandy. You know, and I love how we're going to be saving money in our healthcare system, but are we going to have a population of people coming to work late? Are we going to have a population of people going, no big deal? I mean, you know, we don't want greedy people out there, but we do need people that got, you know, motivation, gumptious, that want to get off their tushy and, you know, get out there. You know, one thing I'm really worried about with my kids is, you know, they haven't really had to fight. They haven't really had to, you know, compete. They haven't had to. I mean, I felt like I had a blessed childhood, but still, I got to see, firsthand, you know, my parents struggle. You know, we did have many years where we did struggle. And then, of course, you know, my grandparents from the Depression age, you know, got to hear about stories of that. So I had a fear in me, okay, and not a fear of being poor, because we were poor for a good part of my life, and we were still happy being poor. But my fear was, okay, well, not having a job later and having to feed my family and not having the stability or the consistency of being able to feed the family or having a place to live. You know, my having to go to 12 different schools stunk. I'm still blessed. I'm still healthy. I was still fed well. I was still, you know, clothed. I mean, yeah, some of my clothes we got on sale at a grocery store, but I don't care. At least I got clothes. A lot of hand-me-downs. I don't care. I was dressed. It was fine. The bullies made fun of me, but I grew out of it. It was fine. That's done. But, you know, I wanted for my kids, you know, stability. I didn't want them to have to share a bed. I didn't want them to have to sleep at grandma's. You know, I wanted to make sure they had, you know, stability. I wanted to make sure they could go to one school for years to come, you know, and gain friendships and things like that. The problem with that is I've raised two kids that, you know, haven't, you know, seen the fear, haven't, you know, seen, haven't, you know, experienced what I got to experience and my parents and my grandparents. And so what drove me to, you know, get through all the jobs I got through and to, you know, get through school and work and go through school to get to where I am today, they may not inherently have. And I'm nervous about that. On top of that, now you add them being able to smoke pot. Maybe not the best thing in the world. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in news today, the FDA has advised Zika screening for all U.S. blood centers. And this has been a move that we thought was going to happen anyway, because back in February, they had suggested that blood be screened in the areas where Zika had been more prevalent. And so now they're saying all U.S. states and territories need to begin testing blood donations for Zika, as opposed to just Puerto Rico and the two Florida counties. Blood banks have already tested donations for HIV, hepatitis, West Nile, so it should be a very simple transition to also test for Zika. Last month, the FDA told blood centers in Miami and Fort Lauderdale to immediately stop collecting donations until they could begin screening each unit of blood for Zika. The order followed now confirmed reports of local transmission, which obviously has occurred now in a couple counties, and they're concerned that the tropical storm that is coming upon Florida could possibly push mosquitoes even more north. So they say here, Florida braced for a double whammy from Mother Nature yesterday with a tropical wave in the Caribbean, potentially threatening to balloon into a tropical storm or hurricane. Now, the unnamed storm could still bring rain to Florida over the next few days. By Friday, the threat of it developing into a tropical storm or hurricane largely subsided. But the hurricane season is kind of just beginning. Even though hurricane season technically starts in June, August is when we start to see the development of the more meaty, meaner ones. So end of August, September, even October are kind of the scary months. They say the storm would obviously make it harder to control Zika. So right now, the Zika outbreak has grown to 43 cases in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties. Obviously, Zika poses the greatest threat to women and their fetuses, but males that get it could still run the risk of getting Guillain-Barré, as we saw one person in Puerto Rico die of Guillain-Barré, and as it's being transmitted through sex, men getting it could then unfortunately give it to unknowing women, who could then unfortunately carry Zika and then transmit it to her baby. So a tropical storm will, you know, initially blow the mosquitoes away out of the sky, but what does it do? What does it leave in its wake? Like what happened in Louisiana with the floods, it left water, stagnant water. So now what they're worried about in Louisiana, Zika, West Nile, as you have the flood, the receding flood waters and areas of puddles and stagnant water, as everybody's trying to clean up and no one's really able to close the window or close the screen if their air conditioning or swamp cooler is not working. You know, it's a very hot, muggy time. Not a very easy time that's going on right now in Louisiana. So now, God forbid, Florida starts to hit, unfortunately see, bad weather. And, you know, Florida has been on top of it. I mean, they have been, Rick Scott has been on it with making sure that, and all the government agencies making sure that there's, no stagnant water. They've been, patrolling. They've been, trying to, fog out, mosquito fog out, areas. But when it leaves behind standing water, I mean, you can't stop nature. That's going to allow insects to breed. And, I mean, how is the state, after it recoups from a possible major storm, be able to deal with all the stagnant water that quickly? So it's tough. This I would not wish that job on anybody right now. That, if I was with the CDC, this has got to be tough. So Aedes aegypti prefers to live near people. They like to lay eggs in man-made containers like bird baths, flower pots, discarded tires. So, these Aedes aegypti, they're gonna hide for a little bit, and then they're gonna come and come back. So, power failure also accompanies the tropical storms. So people don't have electricity to power their fans or air conditioners. That's what I just said. And so more people are going to go outside to keep their windows open to cool off. So serious stuff. So what have we found? What's the latest now with Zika? Well, the latest now with Zika is we have a little bit more evidence on how Zika spreads. Now, this study was done in mice. And doctors say this is a good model for how Zika infects people, but the news is not good. They say not only does the virus live and replicate in the vagina, but it can infect a fetus directly through vaginal transmission as the baby comes out during birth. Now, what other virus could infect a baby as the baby comes out of the womb like that? Herpes. So I got to tell you, this virus is acting more and more like a herpes virus. And does herpes completely go away and then never bother you again after a week or so? No, it doesn't. That virus will stay with you for life. And that's what I'm worried that Zika could do, which means a woman possibly getting Zika, we need to study and investigate as soon as possible if that could unfortunately affect her fetus for the rest of her childbearing years. I don't want to say something like that to alarm everybody, but they have got to figure this out and fast. Because that is some scary stuff. Now, of course, we haven't heard of any stories or any cases right now of women where they had one baby infected by Zika having microcephaly and then the next baby and the next baby. So I'm not hearing any reports of that. But if there are cases out there, we need to find out. Because if Zika does hide out in the vagina long after infection, that's some scary stuff. So according to Dr. Akiko Iwasaki, the Zika virus appears to have a niche within the vagina. He's an immunobiologist at Yale University. We see from our model that it's a place where the virus can replicate for an extended period of time, and in pregnant mice, vaginal infection can lead to brain infection of the fetus and then growth restriction. We know that Zika can infect people sexually. We've seen it in semen of men for months, even greater than 6 months, and they have found that people that never went near a Zika zone have been infected by sex partners. So we know it's transmitted sexually. There's proof. They've been able to trace strains, so they see that pattern. But we're still a little confused on, okay, with the Zika, if a baby gets out of the womb fast enough, okay, let's say somebody wants to induce labor, okay, mom gets Zika, and they're like, okay, wait a second, I'm in my third trimester, okay, we're, baby's going to basically be close to term in 2 weeks, okay, should we induce, get baby out, or even get baby out earlier, you know, before Zika has a chance to infect? One thing they're now investigating is, what if baby is healthy? Get Zika after the fact. Zika stays around in baby's bloodstream, like we saw in that one case where I think it was 8 weeks after the baby was born, Zika remained. And then it decides to affect the baby as baby's trying to develop in his infancy. This is what we need to know. So are we seeing more placental transfer of the virus, or is it more in the vagina and then going up into the uterus? Is it direct contact? You know, what's going on? Now, we know there's obviously maternal fetal, issues, because that's how babies are being seen in utero, having the microcephaly. But we can't assume that once the baby's out, baby's safe, if the baby doesn't have any neurological deficits. And the reason why that topic has come up is because you have these infants who come out looking neurologically fine. Mom doesn't think anything's going on. And then all of a sudden the babies are starting to see some neurological deficits. Why is that? Did they get Zika and it just didn't have time to affect them in the womb? Or did they get it afterwards? So these are things that they're trying to figure out, and it is just it's really concerning a lot of us in medicine, because what, and then which is the worst infection? Is it worse placentally, which is what I would think, or they want to know, is it worse when the baby actually gets exposed as it comes out of the womb? You know, and many people have asked, how does a baby get herpes? You know, herpes is sexually transmitted, and the baby with birth, you know, they don't really hang out, you know, in the vagina too long. If it's a quick delivery, you know, mom is kind of pushing them out pretty quickly. Well, because maybe we just don't understand that maybe a little bit more than just straight contact. So there may be something more to this. So it's definitely got to be figured out. And now they have confirmed that the female genital tract is a productive site of viral replication. And so how long does a woman carry it? All right, 1-877-DR-ELLY, don't go away.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to Governor Terry Branstad, who declared an Iowa Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through September 10th. This definitely helps our efforts in Iowa as they've been dealing with flooding and issues. We are trying to raise blood all across the country with National Blood Donation Day. Please go to our website at drdahlia.com. If you could help host a drive or sign up to donate blood, we sure could use the help. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so men appear to be more willing to marry in areas where there's more men. They say in places where men outnumber women, all right, the research shows that in these counties there were higher rates of marriage, fewer births outside marriage, and fewer single female heads of the household. And they, according to researchers, these were all generally signs of greater family stability. According to Ryan Schacht, the study's lead author and postdoctoral researcher in anthropology at the University of Utah, there's this numerical expectation that as men increase in numbers, that means there are fewer women available. So men are less likely to get married. In the study, the researcher looked at U.S. Census data from 2,800 counties in all 50 states, focusing on the relationship between each county's gender and ratio, with certain markers of family stability that researchers commonly use to research this, like marriage rates, households, children headed by single women. The data showed that when a county composed of 55% men had a 10% increase in the percentage of adults married, a 13% decrease in the percentage of children born out of wedlock, and a 10% decrease in households headed by single women. So, in other words, the new research does not support the assumption that if there are more men in an area, there will be more unmarried men. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, everybody said, Dahlia, always go to Alaska. If you can't find a husband, go to Alaska because there's more men there. And I was like, yeah, I'll go to Alaska so I can get married. They say if you're the rare sex, you have more bargaining power. You have greater leverage in terms of what you demand out of a partner. So in places with more men, the men are more responsive to women's desires in order to find a partner. The researchers think that in places where there are fewer women than men, men become more focused on marriage, therefore more likely to marry, than men in places where there are plenty of women. So interesting. You see, I think it's this, okay? You know, guys and the male animal in the animal kingdom, they need to make sure that nobody touches their mate, okay? And again, in the animal kingdom, you know, the male animal, the male part of the species will, you know, can have multiple partners. Very rarely do animals stay monogamous in the animal kingdom. There's a few animals and species that do that. But, you know, they can. But the female, The female has to stay true to that one male animal, male counterpart. And so if there's less women, and guys sense this, and they're like, okay, I need to make sure in this fish, this ocean of men, that nobody touches this woman. I got to make sure she's hooked and she's hitched. And so they do that. You know, it's very interesting with my husband. You know, if you asked my husband years before, you know, he and I got married, if marriage was on his mind, he was probably like, yeah, you know, because I guess you got to have kids. My mom wants it. Yeah, I got married. But he wasn't excited about it. But by the time he met me, and that's what I had to do, I had to wait till he was desperate. By the time he met me, he was getting so much crap from his folks, okay? He was starting to get older. And he was like, you know what? Maybe I got to just do this. You know? And I got him when he was at his dearth. All right? And it was great. It was great for me. You know, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how the timing worked because I wasn't looking originally. You know, I had just had to break up with somebody who was going to be going off to grad school. And so we were just kind of going to be going our separate ways. And I was like, you know what? This, I just can't deal with this heartbreak. I got to move back down to Vegas. I can't, you know. So I decided to, you know, go to California to meet one of my cousins who was visiting the country. And I'm like, you know, let's grab a beer while I'm there. And then and so I must have caught him that day, that hour, that minute, where he was so desperate that he was like, you want to know what? You know, maybe, you know, I'll just jump it. And so it worked out. So, you know, women, if you're having trouble finding a man, maybe you need to go to these counties where there's not a lot of men, or there's too many men. Okay, that could work out. I still want to know what's going on in Alaska. Because not only is Alaska pretty, but there's a lot of guys out there. Not that I'm looking because I'm married, but still. Okay, how to spot a liar. This is pretty, pretty cool. There's new research suggesting a strategy to be able to spot a liar, and they figured this out when questioning a group of people collectively. They say while memory is usually individual, a group will have a collective memory of a shared event. For example, as a group tells a story of an experience, members will interrupt each other, ask others for clarification, and help each other remember. This dynamic process is absent when that group is lying. Where people memorize a script, to make their individual stories consistent. So, like, let's say you're a boss and you have all the, you know, all the staff, and everybody got out early and nothing got done. And then when you ask them what happened, they go, "Yeah, we're all here till 5, yeah." And that's how they answer. "Yeah, we're all here till 5. That could be a sign that they're lying. But if they're like, "Well, no, actually, I clocked out at about 4:57 because I had to leave for a little bit, but I got this done, I got this done. And when I left at 4:57, we had three other women on the phone. One was in the middle of filing, one was working on that referral. So I assume they finished that and completed that, which had to easily have taken more." You see what I mean? The more interjection, the less, I guess, of a line. In police investigations, they say consistency is a vital part of working out what facts are true and which are not. People who have memorized a story, however, and prepared for their interview can fairly easily get away with lying. But you got to make sure your story matches the other suspects. So, unfortunately, you can't always have that consistency. Because what happens is you got two people, and they may remember the details of the script a little bit off. And if that's an important detail, and those two are off with the screen, you may think, "Okay, I got this memorized. I gave the hair color, this, I got that." But police know what else to ask. You know, "Well, what was the weather like?" You know, well, you should very easily remember what the weather was like that during that time. You know, or what sound was going on in the background? You know, what about the fire two blocks away? Was that before the fire or after? The fire? There was a fire two blocks away? You know what? It was after the fire. Because I remember I was watching the fire, and then there was no fire. You see? And that's how they get you. I love police work. I think that's so cool. So first thing, you need a baseline sense. Okay, so they say previous studies have suggested there are three keys to spotting a liar. First, you need a baseline sense of what they're like when their guard is down to track changes. Then verbal changes, like declining to answer, changing the subject, can be an indication of a liar. Finally, nonverbal changes like fake smiles are often used by liars. So lead author of this, Dr. Zara Vernum, says, "My interest into group deception developed as a result of my interest in collaborative memory, group dynamics, and deception detection. In particular, I'm interested in collective interviewing and the novel cues to deceit that emerge from such a technique." So, you need to know their baseline. Once it's established, you need to ask open-ended questions and look for cues, changes in verbal and nonverbal behavior. Liars may split hairs, decline to answer, change the subject or tone, protest a question, even put their hands up while protesting. And then nonverbal changes could be fidgeting. But kind of changing, not being how they normally act. Like, for example, if somebody never has posture, good posture, and all of a sudden you're asking them something and they have good posture, something's up. They're on guard. You see? Experts say the face and the smile is key. A real smile is seen in the eyes. A fake smile is only in the mouth. Also watch for a smile of contempt with one lip corner curled as if the liar thinks he or she is getting away with something. Wow. So how do you trip him up? Open questions. I say trip him out by lying about something that happened at the same time to see if, yeah, I was there. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.